What's up, Nashville? Welcome into the Fringe Radio Show, 103.7 FM, WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville, and always worldwide at RadioFreeNashville.org. This is ET. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're here every Monday night on the Fringe Radio Show, 6 to 7 p.m. A little bit about the station. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization owned and operated by local people right here in the Nashville area. Local people create programming, design events, and keep the station up and running and on the air. Radio Free Nashville intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media. So you guys can go to RadioFreeNashville.org and donate. It's a tax-deductible donation. If you want to hear what's going on right here in the studio, just click on that Listen Now tab and you can check us out. Welcome in. This is the Fringe Radio Show. We're sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to check us out about what we do. You can hear previous radio shows on there. Look at videos of shows, podcasts. There's information about upcoming events, which we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. The Nashville Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. It's a collective of the arts featuring music, dance, craft, spoken word, film, and performance art of all varieties. And you guys can make another tax-deductible donation to the Fringe Festival by going to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. We survive off of good folks like you. Appreciate your support. And if you're interested in being an artist on the Fringe Radio Show, just send us some information and we'll get back to you on that. Again, I'm E.T. I'm an MC right here in Nashville by ways of Louisville. Spent a little bit of time in New York, but you got me here tonight. And I'm here every other Monday. My co-host Al D is here on the first and third. You can catch me on the second and fourth Mondays. We both appreciate you guys for listening. And I hope you continue to support us and what we do and spread the word about the Nashville Fringe Festival. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk about an upcoming event that's sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. It's presented by Cold Lunch Recordings, and it's called Spewfest. This is the third annual Spewfest. There's 31 bands on three stages at two different venues. And that's coming up on Saturday, February 12th, 2018. It's going to be at the East Room and also at Cobra. It starts at 4 p.m. and looks like it runs till midnight. It's also sponsored by Yazoo Brewing Company, String Joy, Barrett's Ginger Beer, and as we said earlier, sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. So that's why we're talking about it tonight. Again, it's coming up Saturday, February 10th, 2018, and it's going to be at the East Room and at Cobra. So we got three different stages going on, 31 bands, and I'm gonna try to name off those bands right now. So bear with me there. We've got The Jag, Daddy Issues, Keeps, Reality Something, Really Nice Guys, Idle Bloom, Leggy, coming from Ohio, Fever Blush, Sad Baxter, Lasso Spells, Twin, Country Westerns, Spody Boy, Sex, Diamond Carter, Spirit Week, coming from Kentucky, Microwave Mountain, Ken Hen, Boa, also from Kentucky, The Medium, Butthole, Harrion from Memphis, Lady Legs from Alabama, Super Melt, Black Moon Mother, looks like Stewed-Eyed. I'm sorry if I screwed that up. I'm sure I did. Stewed-Eyed, I guess. They're from New York. We got Pinkest from Georgia. And then Solar Twin, Dancers, Lacquer, and Flesh Eater. So again, this is Spewfest 3, sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. And it's coming up February 10th. That's a Saturday, February 10th. It starts at 4 p.m. And it's going on at two different venues, at the East Room and at Cobra. Again, this is put on by Cold Lunch Recordings. Cold Lunch Recordings, I was just looking at them. They're a psych punk garage rock label in East Nashville who says they like to get weird. So I imagine this is going to be a very fun and colorful event. And you guys need to check it out. It's coming up February 10th. at the East Room in Cobra. Starts at 4 p.m. I'm pretty sure this is 18 and over. But just go to the their Facebook page, look up Spewfest 3, and you can get all the information on there. So what we're going to do tonight is just kind of run through some of the bands that are playing and maybe talk a little bit about them and play a track from each one of them. So we'll try to get to as many as we can as we sort of jump around here. So let's go ahead and dive right into some of that. First up, we got a band called Fever Blush. Fever Blush, the band members, let's see, we got Matt, Jenna, Chase, and Logan. They're from right here in Nashville, Tennessee. You can check them out on Bandcamp or on Facebook. It's Fever Blush, and this song is called Remember.
Thank you.
That was Fever Blush with Remember. This is E.T. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show. We're checking out music from artists that are going to be performing at the upcoming Spewfest 3 that's going on February 10th. Up next, we've got a group called Daddy Issues with a song titled In Your Head. A little bit about them. When singer and guitarist Jenna Moynihan saw the phrase Daddy Issues scribbled on the bathroom wall of a now-defunct Nashville do-it-yourself venue, she mistakenly assumed it was the name of an all-girl punk outfit sure to become her next favorite band. Upon realizing that no such band existed, Moynihan and friends Emily Maxwell, who's on drums, and Jenna Mitchell, who plays bass, picked up their instruments, taught themselves how to play, and started their own band. 3 years later, Daddy Issues are gearing up to release their full-length video debut called Deep Dream, which will be out on Infinity Cat Recordings. So let's check this one out. This is Daddy Issues with In Your Head. Daddy Issues with In Your Head. Up next, we've got a group called The Jag with a song titled A Star Is Born. And by the name alone, The Jag may suggest hard corners and sharp edges, but their Baroque moods comprise more winding curves than straight lines. Founding members Aaron Tyler King, Joe Reagan, and Grant O'Brien are going on a 10-year history of musical collaboration spanning three bands, originating in the saintly Southern Gothic heat of Jackson, Mississippi. Finding themselves in Nashville in 2012, the three joined with Scott Harper to form The Jag and have been evolving in fascinating ways ever since. Starting with an informed homage to 60s acid rock and early glam, the band quickly progressed into a rare mix of influences. Singer Aaron Tyler King tangos like a Bayou David Byrne, calling out opaque aphorisms with the same clarity and conviction. Highly composed, slanty keyboard hooks and bass lines pay clear respect to the likes of Brian Eno and his famous work on Bowie's Hero. On to the music, this is The Jag with A Star Is Born.
There's a burst of light in the sky above the interstate. It's crowded on the roads. He has his most precious belongings in a box in the trunk of his car. The nice lady on the radio seems delighted. She always finds a good vantage point. Not since the days of the Great Pyramid has mankind realized such possibilities unto us.
Was The Jag with A Star Is Born. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show. We're talking about the upcoming event called Spewfest. This is the third one, and it's happening Saturday, February 10th, 2018, at two different venues. You can go to East Room or you can go to Cobra. Cobra's got two different rooms, and then you got the East Room. So we got three different stages going on at both at two venues, 31 bands playing. The doors get open at about 4 o'clock, it looks like, and the show runs until midnight. So it's an all-day event. Come check it out. Just find the event on Facebook for more information about tickets And tonight we're just checking out some of the bands that you guys are going to be able to hear at Spewfest and listen to some of their music and talking a little bit about them. Up next, we're going to play a track called Translucent Girl by a group called Keeps. A little bit about Keeps. They're noisy, saturated with distortion, reverb, and delay. Keeps is a psych-tinged indie band who write unhurried, glimmering guitar music. Lead singer Gusty Escalante's voice is conversational and pleasantly worn out. He sings like he's been through a tough year and needs to exercise the burden that's been laid upon him. The band echoes this sentiment with sunny, almost tropical guitar noodling and keyboard pads straight from the crackling lo-fi speakers at a public pool. The rhythm section maintains a constant undercurrent that lets the twangy delay, supersaturated reverb, and noisily distorted parts to find a loose but concrete shape. So this is Keeps with Translucent Girl.
Strange today.
That was Keeps with Translucent Girl. Up next, we have Reality Something with a song called Bail. And Reality Something is a female-fronted rock band based out of Nashville. Their self-titled EP, which was released in 2015, demonstrates a strong kinship to alternative rock and the frontwoman presence therein. This is especially true lyrically. Elena Franklin confesses and observes in a diary-like fashion, as stark, honest, and deliberate as the genre she typifies. Though new, the arcs here are clear and fully realized, the documentation relentless and explorative, with Franklin already prolific in her own manifestation of the DIY aesthetic. The additions of Kingsley Brock, who for his part as lead guitarist leans towards the warmer, expressionistic nature of 70s rock, and Ethan Place and Bill Graisley, heavily significant in balancing and emphasizing their counterparts, come together to culminate in an outfit both that is timely, nostalgic, and vital. So let's jump into Reality Something. This is Bail.
To
was Reality Something with Bail. This is E.T. You're listening to the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFN LP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org, 103.7 FM on your dial, and we're glad to have you tonight. Tonight we're talking about Spewfest 3, the third installment of Spewfest, featuring 31 bands on three different stages at two venues. It's coming up Saturday, February 10th. And you guys can check it out. Just go on Facebook and look up the event, Spewfest 3. And it's going on at FUBAR. I'm sorry, I got to get used to not calling it FUBAR anymore. At Cobra and the East Room. And it starts at 4 p.m. and runs till 12. And tonight we're just checking out some of the artists that you guys will be able to hear there, talking a little bit about them and playing some of their music. And up next we've got Idle Bloom with a song called Hive. Idle Bloom is a psych pop band specializing in catchy guitar harmonies and lyric-based melodies based out of Nashville, Tennessee. You've got Olivia on guitar and vocals, Katie on bass, and Weston on the drums with Gavin on lead guitar. So let's check this out. This is Idle Bloom with Hive. Idle Bloom with Hive. ZT, you got me tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the Fringe Radio Show. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Radio Free Nashville. Catch my co-host Al D on the first and third Mondays. You got me on the second and fourth. So glad to have you in. Tonight we're checking out music from the upcoming event Spewfest 3 that's going on Saturday, February 10th. Up next, a group that's going to be performing is called Lacquer with a song titled All Headlights. Lacquer is a rock group based here in Nashville. Actually, they call it Half Nashville, Half Chattanooga Loud Band. And their band members are Micah, Zane, Cole, and Drew. They put out a single called Green this past year, 2017. But tonight we're checking out a song called All Headlights. Was Lacquer with All Headlights. Up next, we got a group called Solar Twin, and this is also featuring Sammy Barrett with a song called True Colors. Solar Twin is the brainchild of Nashville-based and Seattle-born artist Shane Tutmark. Listen closely and you may hear familiar elements from his previous projects, Delure and United States of Electronica. With Solar Twin, this prolific artist has redefined the poetry of his songwriting, creating a worldly and eclectic aesthetic where beauty and darkness often trade punches from line to line. So this is Solar Twin featuring Sammy Barrett with True Colors.
True colors paint ugly pictures.
was Solar Twin featuring Sammy Barrett with True Colors. This is ET. You're tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time, 103.7 FM. And up next from Spewfest 3, we've got Black Moon Mother with a song called Quiet Time. And they classify themselves as ambient rock, with band members Brianne O'Neill, Corey Taylor, Jeff Ellinger, and Jason Gilmore from right here in Nashville, Tennessee. So let's check them out. This is Black Moon Mother with Quiet Time. That was Black Moon Mother with Quiet Time. Up next, we have a band called The Medium, and this song is called Looking Glass Rock. The Medium is categorized as garage pop, mod rock, psychedelic, baroque pop, and spy rock. You've got band members Shane Perry, Sam Silva, Michael Broody, and Jared Hicks. From right here in Nashville, Tennessee. So let's check out The Medium with Looking Glass Rock. That was The Medium with Looking Glass Rock. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show. We're talking about the upcoming event, Spewfest 3. It's going on Saturday, February 10th, 2018. So there's 31 bands playing at three different stages at two venues. It's going to be happening at the East Room and at the Cobra. Cobra's got two sides, so you got two stages there and another stage at East Room. 31 bands, February 10th. You guys can check it out. Get more information. Just go on Facebook and find the event. It's called Spewfest 3. And tonight we've been talking about some of the artists that are involved and in playing some of the music. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So make sure you check that out coming up this February 10th. Spewfest 3 at the Cobra. I did it again. See, at the Cobra and East Room. The shows run from 4 p.m. until midnight. Get on Facebook and look up the event for more information. So that's going to just about wrap up another hour for us right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Want to shout out the Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the show and being the best organization that supports music right here in Music City. Make sure you guys go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to support and donate to the Fringe Festival. Also, shout out to WRFN. Radio Free Nashville for giving us this opportunity to share some of Nashville's best musical talents with you guys out there. So also check out RadioFreeNashville.org. Both good causes and doing a lot for artists right here in Music City. So let's show our love. Make sure you guys go check out Spewfest 3 coming up February 10th. We talked about that all night. Again, this is ET. You can check me out at etgotsoul.com if you want to stay in tune with what's going on with me. I'll be back 2 weeks on Monday with another fun and entertaining show for you guys. And make sure you check out my boy Al D next Monday night, who'll be doing his thing right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Thanks to everyone out there for listening. Again, make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.